In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The calendars for next year, 2020 calendar year, are in the cafeteria on the table. The door is open, so if you're registered in the parish, the calendar has your family name on it. And if you're not, check with me afterwards and we'll see what extra ones we have left around and I'll give you one of those. It's a tan calendar, which means it's beneficial because it has both the traditional and the new mass calendar on it. So it makes it very convenient since we do both forms of the Roman Rite here at Guardian Angels. Also, for those who are willing to help, we'll be setting up the church for Christmas following the 10 o'clock Mass. So the church sets it up for us with regards to our mindset, our mentality, as we see in the Gospel of Matthew. The reality of Joseph being prepared by the angel for the birth of the Son of God. And all this has been about preparation, as I remind you, with the Advent wreath for us, we use it as a kind of countdown. Fourth candle is lit. Would you be ready if Christ called you to the judgment seat tonight? Would you be ready? Would you go to heaven? The way you live your life is the way it's done. And you cannot do it without grace, God's supernatural help. We all suffer from concupiscence, the bend towards sin after we're baptized. It's automatic. We seek the lesser goods, the things of the world, over the greatest good, which is God. So without grace, we cannot overcome our own pride, our own selfishness, our own sinfulness. What is missed by most people today, because too many Catholics are confused about their faith, is rather that the Mass itself is about sharing life in Christ, but sharing life in Christ first and foremost through divine worship. Even those who come here with the mentality that I come to receive graces are off kilter, because that means they see God merely as their divine servant, that He has made them the center of His universe. It's rather that we come to worship God for the sake of who He is. He is our Creator. He is being itself. And so we worship Him with that mindset because that is who He is. We owe it to Him by virtue of who He is. Not by what He's done, but by who He is. And it gets even greater when we consider the reality that He sends His Son into the world, the second person of the Holy Trinity, when He did not have to save us from our own obstinance, our own stubbornness, our own pride, our own sin. And so we come to worship Him in the only way possible, through God the Son. We cannot approach God the Father without God the Son. So it is an imperative that we realize what worship is about. And then, in His infinite goodness, God gives to us grace, supernatural help, so that we can overcome sin. And so therefore, the whole reality, the whole crux of Christmas, remember, Christmas comes from the word, Christ's Mass, the Mass of Christ. The whole point of Christmas is, believe it or not, going to Mass, not ripping up presents underneath the Christmas tree. It's about going to Mass. Why? Because we go to worship God who sent His Son to save us, and then by virtue of His profound generosity and goodness beyond our comprehension, He gives us grace so that we can overcome sin, and we can live lives that are not in slavery to passion, sin, and death. So consider it's all about being disposed to the specific graces God sends. The Church celebrates these high feasts for a reason. We're not only participating always in the suffering, death, and resurrection of Christ on the cross every Mass, but at the high feast, we're actually sacramentally participating in the event we're commemorating. We'll be present then to the Nativity, sacramentally. As St. John Chrysostom said, it is not the Virgin holding the infant Christ at the Nativity Mass, it's the priest holding Christ. So it is Christ, it is the same Christ, sacramentally present in the host, but most assuredly the one truly present in the Nativity. He is there, body, blood, soul, divinity. He desires to give us grace. But we must be disposed of the grace because God respects free will. He treats it as sacred. Therefore, He will give to us what we want with regards to, say, our understanding. Will follows understanding. So think of it, we have a few days left before we prepare for the manifold graces that God will send. Every single grace that came to the shepherds, that came to those who visited, that came at Epiphany to the three wise men, are there for us. Christmas night, the Christmas octave, all the way through the 12 days of Christmas to the Feast of the Epiphany. Manifold graces. But if we don't understand what they're about, number one, sharing in the life of Christ and sanctifying grace, and number two, having the actual graces to overcome selfishness, to overcome sin, and yes, in the end, to overcome death. And we do that by the right worship of God and right belief, which means our lives reflect what we do in worship. Then it all begins to make sense. Because of our selfishness, because of our bend towards sin, we can't do it on our own. But God gives us what is necessary for us to do it, with His grace. St. John the Baptist says that the hills should be made low and the valleys should be filled up. And that's the advice he gives for preparing for the Feast of the Nativity, because that's when the mystery of Christ's redemption begins. Although when John the Baptist is saying it, he's speaking of the adult Christ. But the church applies it with regards to the beginning of salvation at the birth of Christ. Because now the work is made known. Now he's out of the womb and he has seen. The work begins. And so therefore, the hills made low means the reality of pride being done away with. And the valleys being filled in means self-criticism, self-evaluation. Really take a look at yourself and see where you are obstinate, stubborn in sin, where you're holding on to sin, what are your favorite sins, and of course the reality of not going to the great sacrament of holy penance to be freed of it. Because you cannot receive grace when you're in a state of mortal sin. The only grace you receive is the help of the Holy Spirit that moves you to repent. But it's only through confession that you can be cleansed. Too many Catholics receive Jesus, body, blood, soul, divinity, in a poor state of soul. And they pass judgment on themselves, and God can't help them. Because free will is everything. That's why it's necessary to cleanse the soul before you celebrate the Feast of the Nativity. Which is why I always hear confessions before the Mass begins at midnight. And that whole reality, though, of self-evaluation, and the whole reality of embracing humility, because if you're prideful, and God resists the proud, if you're prideful, you don't think you need a Savior. You don't think you need someone to help you. You don't think things are sinful. That's why filling in the valleys, filling in the deep holes within our souls by grace through self-criticism, self-evaluation allows the grace to heal us, to heal the fractures within, and indeed to make our pride low, because once we realize we're sinners in need of God's help, we're very reticent to pass judgment on others, very reticent to be hostile and mean to others, because we know that we deserve death because of sin, since God is so perfect and good, but Christ took that death upon himself, so we do not have to. Each one of us will face death, to be sure, but not in a way that is permanent and forever condemning. So it's all about grace and the reception of grace. And if you're disposed to it, the manifold graces God will give you on the Feast of the Nativity are profound, transforming, life-changing. And it's always good that the Church begins our sacramental life and the liturgical calendar with the preparation and with the Nativity, because that's when it all begins. If you feel like you haven't done well in years past, now is the opportunity to embrace the manifold graces God sends for whatever time He gives you in the future. To be reoriented towards Christ, to live for Christ, to live in Christ, to live with Christ. For those of you who went to my talks on Revelation the last two Wednesdays, the book of the Apocalypse, there's that great image you recall, and those who didn't, the great image is when you see the bishops and priests in the church in the vision, outside in front of the sanctuary is what is called the Crystal Sea. And the Crystal Sea is the laity, the Catholic laity, who are illuminated by the gospel, who are illuminated by grace. And the mass of humanity that is unchristian is always described in Revelation as a turbulent, dark, dark sea. You can't see within. But the Catholic laity reflect the light of Christ. Therefore, they look like a crystal sea. And it is only through the work of the Catholic laity that the turbulent seas of the unchristian people will come to know the crystal seas of Christ. And so you must be right within yourself if you want to give witness to Christ in the world. And the reason He gives you graces is first and foremost to be right within yourself, to have a right relationship with Him, and then to have a right ordered relationship with your neighbor, and then call even the neighbor you do not know to life in Christ because your life reflects Him. You're not necessarily preaching or teaching. You're simply living a Catholic, Christ-like life, which will call others to Him. Graces are not just about saving our own souls, but saving the souls, especially those who don't know Christ, and the souls of those who are steeped in sin. Be mindful of what Christ is offering you on this Feast of the Nativity, and embrace it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
In one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven.